This is IGN.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is IGN.
Break lively. This is your IGN review of F-123 by Luke Riley. After roughly 940 million kilometers, the Earth has reached the point on its 12-month celestial march around the sun where it's time for another Formula One game. Fitting, perhaps, considering I feel like I've driven roughly 940 million kilometers in this series over the past decade and change. Jokes aside, it's a testament to the incredible robustness of Codemasters' brand of open-wheel motorsport magic that climbing back into the cockpit each year remains a pleasure, and F-123 is no exception. Alongside noticeably improved handling for the new era cars, F-123 also adds the next chapter of the Breaking Point story mode introduced in F-1 2021, plus a new reward-based progression system with daily, weekly, and seasonal goals. The result is plenty to keep us busy, even if your personal mileage may vary substantially depending on your taste in both curated, solo campaigns, and live service-style game modes. Last season's sweeping regulation changes ushered in a field full of brand new F1 cars, and with their bigger wheels and tires, they were the best-looking cars the sport had seen in some time. However, they were also the heaviest cars in the championship's history. In F1 22, this translated to a model that made manhandling that additional bulk quite tricky. Relearning the limits of these new cars was admittedly an absorbing challenge, but it wasn't always a fun one. There was definitely a fickleness to the way the cars had a tendency to both understeer coming into corners and oversteer while trying to throttle out of them. In F-123, drivability has improved dramatically. There's still a sensation of bulk here in the hefty new era cars, but they feel considerably more cooperative, grippier, and more stable, especially clipping curbs. Better still, for those of you without a wheel, there's a truly excellent intuitiveness to the gamepad controls this year. This was most evident to me while navigating slow corners and narrow street circuits and snapping out of early slides when getting on the throttle a little too hard. I don't know if I've ever really been able to catch oversteer so effectively on a humble analog stick in any F1 game, ever. F123 is easily the best the F1 series has ever felt on a traditional controller. The cars feel lively and dangerous, but they respect your commands. It's like walking an obedient Doberman through a butcher shop. Breaking Point 2 is the continuation of the story Codemasters kicked off in F1 2021. For the purpose of a good yam, Breaking Point 2 adds a fictional 11th team called Connorsport to the grid. The upshot here is that it seems to have resulted in a story with a bit more substance this time around. While Breaking Point 2 may move to a predictable enough conclusion, I was pleasantly surprised to be caught unaware by at least a couple of unexpected developments. The other big new addition in F123 is F1 World, which is a standalone mode that appears to be built on the bones of the NAF lifestyle and apparel-focused F1 Life mode from F122. You could probably describe F1 World as a secondary career mode where, instead of taking on traditional championship seasons, you complete a range of daily, weekly, and seasonal goals and races to earn rewards and upgrade your F1 World car. I don't really know what to make of F1 World, but I do know I keep bouncing off it. I can certainly appreciate the appeal of a mode more suited to dipping in and out for short bursts of F1 action than the more time-consuming full race weekends in the normal career mode, but I'm just not attracted to the upgrade loop that comes alongside it. upgrades in F1 world come in the forms of miscellaneous and eccentric parts and performance boosters, like brakes that will make my tires last a tiny bit longer, but only on North and South American racetracks, or a bloke called Robert who will make my engine more powerful for 60 seconds after I make a pit stop, like some kind of motorsport warlock. There's an elegance in having what's essentially an evolving quick play mode all housed under a single umbrella that rewards you for time spent, but there's a mobile game tone to it here that I'm just not sure I have the constitution for. If you're in the same boat, the traditional career and my team modes remain present. Just know they're essentially the same as last year, only with some extra tracks, Lucille and Las Vegas. It's hard to say what kind of race the Vegas Strip street course will make for in real life this November, but it's a cracking-looking track in F123, daubed in a busy neon background and brimming with verticality just beyond the track boundaries. It's extremely eye-catching. F123 is a far hardier package than F122, with 26 tracks, the enjoyable next chapter of the Breaking Point story mode that began in F1 2021, and, for players who love to recline back on the couch and race, the best gamepad handling in the series, ever. The racing-focused secondary career mode F1 World is also likely to be a step in the right direction after last year's F1 Life for some, although it's equally probable its arcade-inspired, loot-based upgrade system will be divisive among traditionalists. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest F123 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.